Irreverent, entertaining, cool. You're listening to LA Talk Radio.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.
Get tired of this song. I like my song. Okay, and I always am very proud of collaboration with some of my really great producers. This one was produced by Domenico Capuano. He's from Italy, and he's right now living in Los Angeles doing big scores for a lot of movies. Then I'm so proud of him because 4 years ago, I just received email from him from Italy saying, I know you have some good branding company, music company. Can you listen to my music? But his English was much worse even than mine. And I heard his scoring. And I fell in love with way how he writes. Very similar to John Williams, except much more modern in a way. But the drama, everything what he's doing, drama is there. Then I knew he has a future in Hollywood, but bringing, you know, European composer on an artist visa to America is not so easy. Then took us a long, long time, probably a few months, 8 months maybe. But eventually, yeah, Domenico Capuano flew to Los Angeles with visa. Then happened that he is just a great guy, just great, great guy. And then, of course, I found out that he writes a lot of pop music. And then I found out the whole world is dancing to songs that he wrote for pop singers all around the world. And some of them, the biggest hits that I say, Dance Floor is dancing till this day. Then it's called Blue, very known song. Then I was like, wow, this guy, it's something. We'll see what he will do in LA. He's doing well. Then, hi, Domenico. Hopefully one day you'll stop by one more time into our studio and we will just find out how many movies you already scored to with your talent. Probably a few of them. Anyway, Ilona Europa, sorry for a long intro, but I just decided to prove that Accent On, this is the show on LA Talk Radio. More than 3 years old, that is about people who are coming from another countries, bring to these beautiful countries of ours, accent with them. And probably the accent always stays with them. It's charming. I have a charming accent. No exit. I don't know how to get rid of my accent. But right now, I'm just making, I think, like little branding life of my accent because of my shows, you know, accented shows. Then today in the studio, we have people who have an accent. Then maybe they will introduce themselves and better they prove that the accent exists there, because one beautiful lady, she could maybe hide her accent better than I can. Or maybe not. Okay, what is your name?
Hi, my name is Natalie Rudolph.
Gosh, she has no accent when she says like that. One more time. Natalie, hi, where are you from?
Hi, I'm from Germany.
You're supposed to have hard accent, like German accent.
Yeah, everyone expects us to have a very hard German accent, but sometimes we don't.
Sometimes you don't. We'll talk a little bit more because one more guest is somebody who was here, I think, two times, and on our Accent on the Best of Poland and Europe on camera show, already we had our guest with us. I like him a lot. I met him because of recommendation. I think we become friends, although we don't see each other outside of this update. We saw each other on a more, you know, workable situation, and I will be talking about this a lot. But fact is that even when we call each other friends right now, we don't know each other very, very well, but it feels like we know each other well. Okay, what is your name?
My name is Andrzej Kozlowski, and I'm Polish. And on friendships, you know, sometimes you don't see somebody for a long time, but you know that seeing this person years later, and I do it on a time when I go to Poland.
Yes.
It's like you meet people, and it's just like the time did not pass.
It's so true. I find this very European. We are not working hard to keep our friendships alive. Friendships are alive forever. I think Europeans feel this way. I feel this way. All my friends, when I popped up in Europe before, and I will do soon too, I know it's just one phone call away, and it's like we never left each other's lives. We are getting older. That's what is the saddest part of it. But really, it's cute. I don't know if in America. I think it's harder to keep friendships going because everybody is so busy. I always say Americans are working too hard, and they practically have no time so much to just have easy friendships. They need to schedule friendships. Am I right, people who listen to the show? Or maybe I'm not. What about you, Natalie? How is your... Because you're young. How old are you? We can ask her. She's very young. Don't ask me how old I am, but Natalie. How, Natalia? Natalia? We have so many Natashas, Natalias, Natalie. Natalia. Oh, Natalie.
Natalie.
Little Frenchie. French sounding.
It's French, yeah. It's also the French spelling with the TH.
Yes. Natalie, how old are you?
I'm turning 24 on Wednesday.
Oh my gosh, so beautiful. I know, and I wrote to you on a Facebook happy birthday, because if I miss on Wednesday, now you know that I was thinking about you.
Yes.
That's why I already said, I'm first, happy birthday to you, 24 years old. What a courage to just dream so big that one day in age of probably 20s, maybe two, you just came to this country, to Los Angeles. I want to know your story, because moving from Europe and dream to become...
An actress.
That's something that everybody dreams when they are in their own homes and they dream, but they don't do anything about it, or not so big transition. A lot of people will stay in their own countries and they try to fight for that. How? What? Why? When this happened? You tell me, when you were five, what did you do when you were 5 years old?
When I was 5 years old?
Yeah.
I think I participated a lot in school plays. I just realized that when I look back, that I was always like in a theater thing that was going on at my school, and then even when we didn't have something after school that had to do with theater, I would pick the one that would be as close to theater as it would get, and then I would like try to talk to the teacher and maybe we could do like a show when the year is over or something like that. So I would always try to be on stage or do something to perform.
Did you feel that your parents encouraged you, or they were just watching, thinking, oh, this is our beautiful child, but really nothing serious will come up of it? Because eventually, in age of something, your parents just saw that you are serious about hoping to become an actor, yes? When you started to dream seriously about become one?
I think, first of all, my parents are always very supportive. I think I couldn't ask for more from them. Like, they do everything. It's just amazing. And when I was about to finish high school, I always had this thought in my mind, maybe I could do acting as a serious profession. Maybe I could pay my rent with that. And then I started looking into that and like doing theater and maybe film, TV, something like that. And everyone would come up to me and was like, Natalie, why are you doing that? Why are you planning on doing that? Because you cannot pay your rent with that. It's not a serious job to do. And I was really confused at that time. I mean, I was 17, 18 yeah. years old. I was very, very young. And so I looked into different things to do. And nothing satisfied me, really. I didn't do anything where I was like, I could imagine doing this for the rest of my life.
Yeah. And you know, in a way, you are lucky. You are lucky that you understand and understood yourself so well, because a lot of people will think more rational and say, okay, it's true, some mama or somebody told me that's so dangerous job, will probably never happen anything real, and I needed to make money for a living, then let's forget about it. And maybe later they're coming back to the dreams and they just try all over. But looks like you just found out very early, that's it. That's what you want to do.
Yeah, and I started doing, as I mentioned, I started doing these other things, and I was never really happy. Because
other things, what would be?
For example, I'm a trained paramedic.
Oh, wow. That's serious. That's beautiful. This can be very handy in all of movies. About hospitals and something. Good for you. Good school, acting school, for real.
It's in my special skills, yes.
Wow, that's beautiful.
But I didn't do it for very long. I think I just finished the basics. And then I realized this is... I mean, I like medical stuff. I like that. But it was not for me, not meant to be. Yeah. My job and my life. So it would always be in the back of my mind. And every time I would go to see a movie, I would sit in the theater and I would think, could that be me? And it would never go away. And I realized if I didn't pursue acting in any way, I would always have that question. Could that be me on the screen or on stage?
I wish people are here and just look at your eyes and, you know, body language. You are so calm because I have a lot of young, wonderful people who hope, dream, and are very talented. And I believe if you make so big jump into your dream, moving from your own country and just taking a chance on your life, that already says that you are old soul and you have some maturity of somebody much, much more older. But you really, really, you know, your eyes never blink. You really are very serious. You try to plan your life and you don't really think that results as a financial success or something need to be happening as you are sitting here. You really are talking a way of life of something that makes you happy.
Yes.
That's what you want to do. Then what town you are from? From Germany?
Well, originally I'm from Bavaria, Munich. I grew up there, and then we moved around a little bit and we ended up close to Frankfurt, where my entire family lives.
Okay, then you have siblings?
I don't know. I'm an only child.
Oh, gosh, Mama and Daddy. I hope Mommy and Daddy will listen to the show. We just need to send them love from Los Angeles.
Yes, lots of love.
And Mama and Daddy, I need to say that I had the pleasure to work with your daughter. She is a very special human being, and she's got this quality of seriousness about her. Then I think for sure she'll be working very hard to get ahead and get closer to her dream, and just work in this business is not a bad business. A lot of bad things we hear about this business, but really thousands of wonderful human beings who are working as an actors, as a singers, as a filmmakers, which we'll be talking soon to our great guest. And you know that, and that's their life, and they are just wonderful human beings. That I think she's safe here in Los Angeles. She'll be doing just. Right, and I discovered she can sing, but that's a little bit later. Short conversation will be about singing. Is something new that I got shocked when I heard you, when I was, you know, helping to meet many of your friends in the international school, acting school, and then I had the pleasure to work with them on performance, singing performance, and then few of them really shocked me. They really had what it takes to just take to the higher level, the singing process, that you never know. You just never know. Andrzej, I know you are so gentleman and you are just waiting and listening to this beautiful young lady describe so clearly.
Lady.
Oh, I love you.
Young ladies.
Thank you.
Young at heart.
You're so, so, we are for sure. But your dream, you're a movie director. You came from Poland. You had your own jump to your own dreams from Poland to America. You have your own journey that, in a way, we'll be talking a little bit later, is successful, because whatever we say, whatever we do, doing anything in Hollywood of the matter to us, that we don't give up and we still pursue and pursue our dreams, and we are working hard to make some project to come to the to life. Special with you, because you are working on your film for last of last 7 years, almost. No. Yes, seven,
almost,
six,
almost 10.
Almost 10 years. This is a project 10 years in the making, and we need to hear and listen one more time about this project and really know you better. Then, Andrzej, again, explain us. You came to America how many years ago?
March 25th, 1987, but I came here from France. I was a political refugee. Those times were completely different. And I came with so-called white card, which was a card after a year of being here without trouble. It would turn into green card, and then 5 years later you could become a citizen. So that was my path. So, I mean, there was no problem in terms of legality of anything. I know there are some people come here and just stay longer and make different path to citizenship. My mind, that was very simple. What was difficult was what I picked, that I wanted to be working in the movie industry. And I came here from France speaking French, didn't speak English. And by some miraculous way, I was admitted to NYU Film School, which at that point I thought it was the best school in the world. I was driving, learning English. I was working at night as a janitor. And then during the day, there were free classes to learn English. So that's what I was doing. Then I graduated to driving yellow cab. And then I got admitted to NYU. And still driving yellow cab, I was already communicating. And I was asking, what's the best school in America? What's the best film school in America? And everyone says, NYU is the best school in America. So, okay, so I thought I'm going to go to NYU. In Poland, it was like schools were free, but you had to
pass... You had to have talent, amazing talent.
You have to pass exams.
Yeah.
And some of those were not... I mean, in communist country, it was like sometimes not fair. Nothing is fair in life. You learn the longer you live. There is no country that it's really fair. But my idea was, okay, I'm going to just try. And I went there. I submitted my papers. And there was really no answer for some time. And then I thought, God, maybe I'm doing something wrong. And, coming to this country is like, although I came legally, but I was very idealistic.
Yeah.
I came to a new country. So my friends that see me off in France to the airport, I shaved my head a night before, a newborn to new life, and I gave up all my belongings. So I didn't really have any money or anything, and I was supposed to be taken care of by an organization. International Rescue Committee was my organization. It turned out to be awful. They dropped me in the apartment and gave me a token to show up in the day office next day. And but then I was there. I met all these weird people in three-bedroom apartment. They were all sort of like me, but total strangers. And I was hungry. I didn't know what to do. And they would not share anything. It was just very strange. So I just went around the corner and I found a slice of pizza in the garbage. And that was my first food in America.
Oh, my gosh. I just cannot even stop listening or questioning. This is amazing story. Some of stories that I think only on the radio that are just getting so close to your ears. People who listen to the radio, I think they have good imagination. And when I listen to you, I know you as a friend right now, I really see you are so also peaceful, so like optimistically talking about your past and things that led you to who you become right now. this is like horrible what you are talking about. This is petrifying, you know. And you were alone. You didn't have a family.
No, nobody. But I don't think it's... The stranger thing is that I felt so happy. I felt that every day was like...
New
opportunities. The whole thing with NYU, I went there and I remember this wonderful woman, Vivian Cipolla, in international admissions. I went there and said, well, I wanted to check on my application. And she says, well, I need to talk with Professor so-and-so. And she left me with that. And after a week or two, I thought, like, my God, I'm doing something wrong. Something is not right. So I quit going to English classes, which was my day endeavor. And every morning I would get up, and I didn't have money, so I would walk 5 hours from Flatbush, Brooklyn, where Bernie Sanders had his, not far away from Bernie Sanders was born. and I walked 5 hours, went to her office, asked about my case. She says, well, not yet, we don't know, and I would go back. And after a while, I thought I was just giving a spiritual push in it by walking and just making it happen that way. And after a while, she said, you know what? We're not going to hear from this professor for a while, but I have few admissions of my own, so I'm admitting you, me, myself.
Wow.
Because I see you persistent.
Yes, yes,
and I thought to myself, woman, you have no idea how persistent I am because I was walking here back and forth, 5 hours each way.
But you know what? Again, angels, I don't know if you believe who believes. I really believe that some higher power gives us the higher power to fight and keep us alive in what we hope to achieve. I have a proof for the last 4 years how I am pushed by something, somebody, to get slowly to the point in life that I think I have control over my life, which I didn't have 4 years ago. It was horrible, but I had no story like you because I still had something that I could eat or whatever, but I need to take care of a lot of stuff that I didn't know how to by being by myself with my daughter here. Then you got your submission. Yes, you just become the student.
It was great, great. It was hard. I mean, I was going to school and it was demanding school during the day. And I was, when everyone else was like going homeworks and doing homeworks and socializing, I was going to drive my 12 hours at night for Yellow Cab. So weekends I would collapse, but sometimes I would just be too tired to go. But miraculously, those were very successful times for me. I mean, I was known, and some other students would ditch their classes to see what I'm doing in theater and stuff. So, and every single film that I did had attention. So that was fantastic.
Which means, I'm not saying that Europeans are deeper thinker or just they feel more painful. The pain is different from coming from Europe.
I was older than everybody
whatever
else.
It is. I love America. I love everything, but I still believe a lot of things is given to people in much easier way. And we, coming from other countries, we need to overcome so many things, you know, and especially our self-esteem and our knowledge, because I was very highly educated. I'm sure you coming from Poland, you had your own history of doing something right in our country. Then you change. If I may ask, what did you do in Poland you left?
Well, I was, last 10 years, I was really involved in underground for Solidarity movement while studying architecture. But that was really my...
And then somehow you also, when you were in France, because that's where you moved from Poland, yes? How did you... You said you speak French, yes?
Well, because this in French, I mean, I made a...
That's a tough
around,
language.
But it's beautiful.
It's a beautiful language, you're right.
No, my route was... I was in Norway when I realized I cannot go back to Poland. It was a short period of time that you could get visa, and I had invitation, like, and I could go. And in Norway, I have friends who were working in the architectural office, and then I had to go. I had to decide whether I'm staying in Norway or doing something else. And because if you apply for political refuge in any country, you're asking to stay in that country. And Norway is great, but my dream was America or France.
Now, both of my beautiful guests are right now in America. We just moved them through their journey in a place that calls us LA. You were in New York, now you are in Los Angeles. And let's come back to the young, beautiful, hopeful actor who, when you moved from being 18 or 19, how old you were when you moved to Los Angeles?
I think I was, 22.
You were 22. Then so you still had a time between 17 when you dreamt and you did something maybe a little bit different, trying to not be an actor. Then you knew that acting is what you really want to do. You had 3 years. What did you do in this 3 years period?
I did, as I said, I did the paramedic thing. Mm-hmm. And we have a thing in Germany when we graduate from high school, we can go and do like a voluntary year kind of, and I did that for a year at a school, and I met a lot of nice people, and I had to deal with the students and everything, and that was very interesting. So I thought about becoming a teacher. So and then I went to study at the university. And I studied American English, mm-hmm. and I wanted to move into to film and theater also in the university and study that. And while I was sitting in university, I was thinking to myself, "What are you doing here? You're studying a language, and you want to deal with film and theater." And then I realized I don't want to teach. I want to go to America and I want to do this. It would never let... I couldn't let it go. And then the thought of what if I'm, I don't know, maybe in my 50s. And I think back, I had a beautiful life. And I think back, but what if I had gone to America? What if I had done it? Just go for it. And then I realized this is what I have to do.
Then how did you do that?
I looked online for schools, for acting schools that would help me with a visa, because I needed a student visa to stay longer. And I found a great school, the Edgemar Center for the Arts in Santa Monica, and I would submit for a 6 month conservatory, and they took me, and I applied for my visa, and everything went through. And it was so exciting because, like, after the whole process from realizing that I want to go and applying for the visa and booking the flight, that was, like, only for about 3 months.
Amazing. You see, when time is right for all of us, that's when things happen. But you still need to push yourself for direction that's hopefully is right for us, because we don't take no as an answer. Because right now, same with myself, I liked to sing all my life. That's all what I'm doing in my own country. I was doing Poland exclusively. But in America, I become wife and mother. And then all of my life that I left in Poland, which I was a singer, professional singer, that I couldn't do here because I had really bad, you know, accent, and nobody really cared that I sang. I was not the youngest too. Then I needed to not give myself no in my own head and just believe that if I was good, and I believe I was good in Europe, maybe something's here also good that people will recognize and worth to listen to. And from this moment, few different things happen so fast, one and two and three and contracts and CDs, and nobody believed till this day. They say, how can you do what you do, and you are not even American as a born here. How do you do that? Because all of us, I think, we really don't go back. We want to live today and a little bit slowly towards something tomorrow, for what we want to do. I need to take a little bit break because we have from time to time somebody who supports us dearly. And one of these beautiful organization or financial institution is Polam. And I know that this is very unusual bank that sounds very European and is accented for sure. But I promise that I will be talking a little bit about this bank by playing commercials for people to understand what they do, why they are different. And hopefully we'll bring them new clients because in commercial, they sound great and they have so many happy, wonderful clients. Then let's just play a commercial, and maybe I will need to add the beautiful music that is under is done by www.bensound.com. We need to say that. Please listen.
How would you like to own a financial institution? The Polam Federal Credit Union is a member-owned financial institution that serves exclusively the Southern California region with offices in Los Angeles and Orange. Like banks, Polam accepts deposits, makes loans, and provides financial services. The credit union is federally insured by the NCUA and is an equal opportunity lender. Unlike banks, Polam is nonprofit, which means better rates and lower fees, as well as great personalized customer service. After all, when you're a member, you're also an owner. We'd love to hear from you. Visit us at polam.org. Polam Federal Credit Union, bringing the charm of Europe to Southern California.
Pleasant this sound, and I just found out that our guest has an account in this bank and he loves it. And also we know that this bank really cares about artists and culture in, you know, what we Europeans are doing here. Then please give them the call and check my website Accent On, and I have all links. Maybe maybe you find some great financial institution. Okay, now let's come back to our movie director, because after being here two or three times, I was playing some of my music to you, very little. I send you, I think, some links. And then you were describing what you are working on the radio, what you are working on for the last 10 years. If you can describe us, because I'm telling you, people, this story is very, very unusual, the persistence and the way how you go about to do your movie the way how you want to be done. And why so long? Everything has a reason. And then is the amazing twist. Because, you know, in America, the great things can happen. You never know when, what, why. I'm just involved a little bit with this movie, and I'm so proud of it. The results are great. We'll be playing my voice to the beautiful, beautiful song that is included in a movie in a very, very important scene, very important scene. But let's start. Maybe you please tell me, Andre, a little bit about your movie project.
Well, first of all, I want to say, because I go to those producer guilds breakfasts every year when they have all the producers from Oscar-nominated movies. Average making of the movie is 8 to 12 years. So it's like my 10 years is not so bad. Of course, they have first, they put their ducks in a row.
But the problem is that it sounds so long, but they have money and they still take them 10, 12 years to do project. You are doing this movie your way and very unusual way. People love me today. What's going on? Somebody's writing. I don't know this person, but writes me. Okay, then tell me one more. 10 years.
Well,
amazing.
The 10 years, it's first of all, because the movie is made practically without money. And so at the beginning, we had a little money. Some people gave some money, and we just shot the film. The whole feature was shot in 12 days. And interestingly enough, then, you know, there were some problems, and in life happen, you know, it's like a lot of things slow down the process. But a lot of expensive, very expensive processes like color correction, onlining, all this was done for free. But free takes time. I mean, they say in the movie business, it's good, cheap, and fast. Mm. You can have only two out of three. So it had to be good. There was no money. I know it's gonna take long.
But you're still so gentle describing that your movie is really done by amazing people in Hollywood. They're really top people in Hollywood who believes in your vision. And also, I never mentioned, and people, you can understand, Andre did a lot of great stuff in this movie industry. You work with 24 Hours, big, very known serial. You had some great stuff, that you were working on in Hollywood. But still, somebody needed to trust you, believe in you, that you brought so many great names and great helpers to create your vision.
Well, yes. I mean, I am professional, and I think people like me when I work. I work on shows like 24 and some other shows. My first show ever I worked as a production assistant was Star Trek, and that's where I met Ethan Phillips, great actor, who recently, got parts in Woody Allen movie and Coen Brothers. But I think I want to say everyone on the movie worked for free, all the actors. Some people contributed money. And I guess what was interesting to them was that we wanted to make a movie that would feel like regular movie, but in entire 100 minutes, there no one says a single word.
Imagine, there are no words at all. It's silent movie.
No, it's not silent.
No, because obviously, as humans,
it feels like. I mean, as a matter of fact, I did have. I showed a movie to somebody recently, and they didn't realize that no one says anything. I mean, after a movie, I told him, "What do you think about this? No dialogue, no nothing." And they said, "Like, what do you mean no one said anything?"
Wow.
Because they felt tension and but they didn't need words and the film.
It's hard probably.
It's incredibly hard to do.
Because we talk about this movie. It's so hard to do, so hard to act, so hard to write. And this is a modern action movie.
Yeah, it's action drama, but because, if not for nothing else, because there is no dialogue and no spoken words for that matter, it has this feeling of profoundness, and people respond to it. And as I said, like, there was one scene in it. It's a scene that needed music and song, and because of some other things, it needed to feel Middle Eastern. And it took some time to find some music. But
musicians.
I talked on the previous program that I went to Poland and so on. Over there, I met a young musician who actually I didn't meet him. I never seen the guy, but someone gave him me his CD and said, "Well, he would like to compose a song if you want." Now, my legend, the guy that I love and I met, many actors in my life and never had any like shaking knees or anything. I met this guy, Mr. Namysłowski, and my knees are shaking.
Wojciech Namysłowski, one of the best
Namysłowski, the greatest, one of the greatest musicians that I know of. I went there to record. He agreed to record a solo for one prayer scene. But now, as we talk a little bit more, and I was spent there, met him a few times, he said, "Well, I might just do the score for the whole movie," which is just amazing. But in the meantime, I needed a song that would be so completely different from the movie. I called this young guy, and he says, "Like, I'm gonna maybe write this song." And I talked to him, and it's gonna be difficult because I want a song without words. So that was like really difficult. But he says, "Okay, I'm gonna hum it. I come up with something. I record my humming and stuff from step after step." Oh. Then he was humming, then playing guitar, and suddenly we said, "Okay, this is the song. Fine." And I had to come up with some money for recording. It wasn't really much. The whole is, we can say that the song is finished now on the budget of $300.
Amazing.
And had one of the greatest violinists alive in it.
Yes.
Krzesimir Dembski, who I met there because he agreed to record solo for... And another portion of the film. And then I was talking like, "God, who can do vocal for this thing. And when we met, I talked about the song, and you were talking about your story, how somewhere in Mongolia on a festival, someone asked the participants in the festival who could sing something in Mongolian, and you said, I was the only one who could do it. And you sang something, and right there I knew that you could do it.
Oh, gosh.
So it,
everything in life is right time, right moment. Not like I was selling my talent to you. I had not even indication of doing
like
anything. It was just happened. You know, sometimes in life, and I believe, Natalie, this will happen to you too. Everything has reason in life. We all believe it. I will never meet Andrzej, and I am passionate at talking to, about your movie, because I really think this is something that hopefully will be very much recognized here. And I know you are very about art. You don't think about what will happen, when will happen. I really believe these things can maybe make some great, strong stamp in this industry. We will all talk, scream about this movie. It's almost ready. Yes, how?
Now the movie is basically the reason to make it was not me making it or anybody like making it. It was about contribution to language of cinema. And
then if you can describe, because we have premiere of this.
Yes,
of this
so the song. Now we have the song. That, and the way it happens, like first they recorded it. He and his band recorded Ensemble. And they recorded the music. And then I called Krzesimir Dębski, the violinist, and said, like, look, maybe could you do some violin to it? Well, to make it short, he agreed. And then we had the music with violin. And it was so surprising because I thought the song is going to be upbeat, that he's going to play it very light. Instead of that, he played it very murky, kind of like
heavy,
much darker. And
minor.
I said, okay, well, that's, I guess, what it is.
But a scene in a movie is very, very serious and dramatic, too.
Yeah, it's a singing and dancing scene, but it's so much drama going on in it.
Yeah.
And then we had this thing, so Ilona agreed, okay, we try to come up with something.
Then you send me an MP3,
yes.
And obvious, I needed to compose a melody line and you showed me I have screen that I will be singing into and understanding the drama that is going on, which was a beautiful challenge, and my heart was beating so much knowing that how important is mood of my voice to be the right one when it's played together with the lady dancing. And and then I had my friend Bob White's studio, who said, yeah, okay, we can come to his studio. I was waiting for him coming from China, because he's building studios in China, and I couldn't get studio fast enough, and I'm very comfortable to sing in his place. And then he also donated his time to this project. And anyway, I was so happy because I saw your eyes in time when I was taking a few takes, and I saw that my improvisation and melody line plus creativity, really crazy people you
well,
see.
Well, you're kidding. My jaw dropped. And I people are about to hear it, and I say it's like it's so difficult to do something like that. I mean, it's like there are very few accomplished singers who take that challenge, and we're gonna have right now world premiere.
This is world premiere. We are so proud of this project. And again, Andrzej, I am so proud to work with you on a movie that name
it's
of
only
the
first time now.
Aha, yes, always. And name of this movie is
number one.
Then Andrzej Kozłowski, and again director, movie director of movie number one, and
just Ilona, one like you
one.
See
no number one
yes
one and Ilona Europa and our creativity with Krzesimir Dębski on the violins, and mix was done in Europe in Krakow.
Yes,
in
recorded Krakow in Krakow.
It's still not mastered, I think.
It's very close.
Already.
It's very close.
Okay,
to it.
Premiere. Let's play. Okay, people, listen.
Thank you.
wow, that was tough. And seeing the scene, what's going on in the scene, I think people, you will love it. You will love it. This all has sense when you watch the movie. And
I need to just mention that the composer's name is Radek Kopecz.
Radek Kopecz, nice to meet you. Yeah. Okay, thank you so much for this premiere. And I will be having you back in the studio, obviously, Andrzej, because we need to know what is the next step with the movie. Andrzej Kozłowski, anybody who listen and is some big big film company who wants to purchase rights to this movie or do distribution, you can talk to us before even everything is done. You never know who listens to this show. We have thousands of people downloading, and who knows, he's number one. Elita Crady is now number one on the Google when you research talk shows in America. Then it's a really pretty hot radio station. We are so proud to be hosting this show on LA Talk Radio, number one. Okay, Natalie, please, if you can tell us what you're doing right now. You are done with the school in a way, yes?
Yes, I just finished 1 year at the LA Performance Center, also in Santa Monica, and I am now on my OPT, which means that I'm officially allowed to work for 1 year in the United States, and I'm submitting for a lot of projects, and I am working on my own projects as well with other students from the school, and we're working on a lot of stuff, and I'm just trying to get enough together to get the big working visa for artists.
Then if this will be tomorrow, if you wake up tomorrow, you have this one phone call, like Andrzej called me or wrote to me, this is a great challenge for me. It's something that gave me so much satisfaction, and I know something great will happen because of that, and I got something amazing for myself already because of working on this movie. With you, if tomorrow you get a phone call, what will be this phone call, the dream phone call for you?
The dream phone call would be that Tim Burton wants to do a movie with me and Johnny Depp in the leading roles.
I hope they are listening.
I hope they are, yes.
How they can find you? Give us your website.
My website is pretty simple. It's www.natalierudolph.com.
Everybody who doesn't know how to spell her name, because it's a little twisted when it comes to Natalie French way, please go to Accent On. I listed, obviously, her website. I mentioned a little bit that I also got charmed by your very beautiful, low, unusual, sensual voice. And you never know. I'm telling you, you never know what will be the next step with you. As an artist, as an artist, all of us, we need to do so much stuff that sometimes is not related to what we think today we need to do. Singing could be something that you never knew how beautifully you can do. And Andrzej, we almost are done with our show. I know that you have a book that you wrote, and we had no time to talk about this, but I know you've been 2-3 months back to talk about your movie and next. But please, one line, if you can describe what is your book about, what is your very unusual.
It was published in Poland already, but now I'm translating it in English, and hopefully I have it by Christmas. I did translate my translation, but my American natives are helping to get the accent out of the book, which is difficult because the book itself is poetic, and in Polish its grammar is not correct, and nothing is, it's just poetic and sweet. My publisher compares it to Little Prince, which by Saint-Exupéry, which to me sounds sort of sacrilegious, but it's because it's one of my favorite books ever. But it's just encouraging that some people find it, you know, profound, I guess, because it on the surface it's just like a book for kids. It's called A Fable for Someone Who Is Liked Very Much. Oh. And it's a story about a little plant that is growing and learning about life and feelings. But like A Little Prince, I mean, there is so much. It's thick with meanings.
And again, we are talking about dreams and unusual left and rights in our career or journey. Probably 20, 30 years ago, you never will think that you would think that you will be writing a book like this.
No. No.
I never would think that I would be singing for the movie that has no dialogue in, and very, very big artist, American artist, with the great, great movie director Andrzej Kozłowski, who is our guest, and he will be back because this is Now, our project, and hopefully people who listen to our show, now they are more and more want to know about this movie, and then when movie will be done, and when will be screened, and what festival will be showing, all of these things will happen. We have the feeling 2016 is the great year for to end this movie, finish this movie. Then we are keeping our fingers crossed. When it comes to Natalie Rudolph, we really love this girl. She is so talented, so elegant, and so just ladylike. I would love to be your mom, like your mom loves to be your mom, because I have a Natasha, beautiful daughter, who is just so calm and so put together, similar to you. And I know something beautiful is waiting for you in a corner. I would love to have you back on my show, because probably in 2-3 months you will tell us about your project. We need to get you 3 years of 3 years visa, 3 years visa. You need more and more projects that you can be proud of.
Yes.
Yes. Then again, could you tell us one more time your website?
My website, www.natalierudolph.com.
And Andrzej Kozłowski, because we need, you need money to finish the movie. I know you are doing miracles job, but is the place that some people who are rich or not so rich and just love what you said and do, they can send you money?
Well, it's, I guess I have email generally. I don't have a web page, but my email is a44kozlowski@yahoo.com. So it's a4KOZLOWSKI@yahoo.com. And yeah, I'm more than happy to discuss. The movie is almost there. I mean, it's really one big 3D visual project that visual effect that separates us from finishing the film.
12 seconds, movie will be done, then we need money for this 3D. 12 seconds, something very special need to be done. Okay, thank you so much for today, and I will be having my guest back for sure, because they are our friends right now. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
You're listening to Accent On with Alona Europa, right here on LA Talk Radio.